It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I am Bart Winkler, checking in with you on a Monday. Want to talk about the NBA and the playoffs and the Game 7s that we saw on Sunday. Also, how it affects what we are going to see over the next couple of weeks. And from the perspective that I think a good handful of you are Bucks fans, the perspective of how we look into the Eastern Conference Finals. I think just putting on Twitter yesterday that I'm going to root for the Celtics, or I'm going to be forced to root for the Celtics, a lot of you say, well, I'm just not going to watch the Eastern Conference Finals. And unfortunately, well, fortunately, because of the job, fortunately, that is not a thing that I can do. I can't just not watch the Eastern Conference Finals when it's going to be the majority of my show every other night for 2 weeks on the Infinity Sports Network. Hope you can find me there. 12:50 a.m. in Milwaukee. We're on in Green Bay and La Crosse and Eau Claire and Madison, all over the state, and on the Odyssey app, of course. Also, just want to bring up a Aaron Rodgers situation tweet from the weekend. And I did something finally, as I am now in my 40s. I did something that I should have done a long time ago. Here's something I wish I knew when I was in my 30s. I should be like that guy who I like. I should have gone to Costco. Costco's amazing. I got a membership at Costco. And it rules. So I want to talk about that here in a little bit as well. But I think when I look at the NBA playoffs, that's all, folks. One thing that I want to talk about off the top is, who are we rooting for in this Eastern Conference Finals? Who are we rooting for in this Eastern Conference Finals? You got one team in the Boston Celtics, who we do not like, who have ended our playoff run a few times. The games between the Bucks and the Celtics in the regular season have begun to take on a life of their own, where if you win that game, I mean, the shitposting that you get to do to Celtics fans, but vice versa, if we lose, if the Bucks lose, we just get hammered by not just Boston, but for like the whole NBA. Remember that game where the Bucks were up like 40 points and TNT went to other games? God forbid they showed the end of that game. And then they get off the game and then nothing of it. But when the Celtics beat the living piss out of the Bucks, it's like a national story and a national conversation. So there's a rivalry, certainly. There are issues, I think, that both teams have with each other, both fan bases have with each other. It's been very competitive. And again, the high profileness of the playoffs has led to some of that accelerating. I think that with the Celtics, it's also kind of neat, at least for me, and I think for us, that we have this rival, okay? We have this rival, but they don't pay it off with championships. I really like that. Similar to the San Francisco 49ers, right? Where this team does well and they beat us and they make us look dumb, okay? But then they falter on the highest stage. They falter in the postseason and in the playoffs, and I can use them to compare to each other because the Niners haven't won since 94 and the Celtics haven't won since, well, 2008. And there's been a lot of success on both of those franchises, but it's been a long, long, long time coming. There's also the other part of it from the Pacers perspective, because they're a team that beat us. Okay. So they beat us and we don't like that. And now there's a run of these teams that are beating the Bucks and they are going to the NBA Finals. They are beating the Bucks and then going to the NBA Finals. They don't always win it. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they lose. Sometimes they win. The Raptors got one. The Celtics lost. The Heat have lost. You know, it just depends who we're going to lose to, if they make the finals or not. That's getting annoying. So I don't want to see that continue as well. And I think last year, you can kind of put yourself in a similar position, where last year, the Pacers are kind of following the model that the Heat did, at least being the lower seeded team and then beating the Bucks as a higher seeded team. And there's injuries. Like, the Bucks are injured. That is a thing that is happening. There are injuries. So I don't think that either of these teams, and it's not thinking, it's actual fact, have gotten the Bucks' best. And they celebrate as if they did, right? That's been the whole thing with the Pacers, is they are on their way towards a hospital ring. And nobody is like, I mean, we are. But I think the Pacers are getting a lot of credit. First time Pacers since this. Pacers, you know, this. Halliburton, what a performance. All those threes in the first half. Miles Turner, he's happy to be here. Pascal Siakam, what a great addition that was. There's all this stuff going on with the Pacers, and I'm not sure if it's being ignored a little bit or if we are not seeing it as much. But I don't think a lot of, like, these teams are hurt.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Bucks are banged up without Giannis, without Dame, for most of that series. The Knicks, I mean, they're dropping like flies. Even when guys come back, they get hurt again. OG Anunoby was running in quicksand the 5 minutes he played. And then Brunson gets hurt. It's like, what more can you do? How is this happening? This voodoo magic that we think the Celtics have? No, man. The Pacers have it incredibly more. So I, you know, if I'm a Boston fan, I'm a little worried that everybody's got to be in bubble wrap. I almost don't play the guys, like, start the bench guys and just see if you can, like, compete and then bring in the starters, because someone's getting hurt. Porzingis is already hurt, and we'll see when he comes back. But now that you're playing the Pacers, you'll probably suffer some more injuries. Peyton Pritchard and Jrue Holiday are going to, like, bonk heads or something. It's going to be weird, and it's going to be terrible, and it's probably going to be expected. So that's what you have here. You have the team that we've always disliked, who I would contend has been the Bucks' main rival over the last 5 years, 10 years, Giannis era. The Bulls, kind of when they're beating us, is annoying, and then back to that first playoff series. The Sixers have been in there. The Raptors came and went. The Celtics, the Heat, you know, these are the rival teams. And then you have the Pacers, which tried really, really hard throughout the season to make this a rivalry and to punk us. And, well, they kind of did. They won 4 or 5 times in the regular season, including the in-season tournament, which they overreacted to. Like, they thought they acted then how you would act in a playoff race. They were very excited about that. And, you know, they've been beating the Bucks. So if you're a Pacers fan and you're listening to me, you're like, what the hell? We've been beating the Bucks. What's their problem? We beat them when they were healthy in the regular season. Fine. Okay, you were hurt in the playoffs. We still beat you, and now we beat the Knicks. Yeah, they were banged up as well, but we are winning. We went to Game 7. We went to MSG. We got it done, is probably, you know, what you would say as a Pacers fan. But You're not playing anybody that's good. The Knicks, Brunson getting hurt, Ananobi, not to mention Mitchell Robinson, Bogdanovich, Randall, all these guys, like, if they're in that series, they smoke Indiana. And if the Bucks had a healthy Dame and a healthy Giannis, we all know how that series would have ended. I don't care what happened in the regular season or on, you know, in Vegas on some weekday afternoon in December. We all know what would have happened. So now you got a Celtics team who the odds are very much in the Celtics' favor. The Mavs Timberwolves series is like, yeah, Timberwolves slight favorite. Yeah, I mean, seven game. But they're like minus 750. That's like they're playing a one seed playing an eight seed in the first round. The odds are so enormous. So again, to go back to the Heat situation from last year, I despised the Heat so much. And you begin to really hate these guys, whether it's Duncan Robinson or Tyler Hero or Kyle Lowry when he was there, you know, whoever. You really begin to hate these guys. Jimmy Butler gets under your skin. And then you want them to lose as the tournament progresses. They had the Knicks then, right? Similar path. So they had the Knicks. And then I wanted them to lose, but they didn't. But then they play the Celtics. And at that point, I'm 100% a Heat fan because I don't care. I don't care. I do not want this Celtics team. No way, no how. It cannot be. No. Do not want it. And it was easy for me. It was easy for me because I hate the Celtics that much. Well, now, in the span of 12 months, a new team has emerged that is really awful, that's really a bummer. Tyrese Halliburton, I don't care that he's from Oshkosh or not. Oshkosh, I just don't like Oshkosh. I know, I'm sorry. I just, being a Fondy guy, never liked Oshkosh. Nina was the rival. You know, whoever. Mine was always Oshkosh North, specifically where he went. Oshkosh West. Oh, God. Hated playing there. I hate how the town's like, it's a big lake in the middle of it. I don't know. That bridge sucks. I hate it. The downtown. I just don't like Oshkosh, man. I just don't like it. But with Halliburton, the way that like, here's the preeminent thing to explain Tyrese Halliburton. The front runner thing. He has a sweatshirt made of Reggie Miller doing the choke against the Knicks. Okay? He has a sweatshirt made. If you want to be the guy that you think you are, you wear that into the arena. Like how the Knicks wore all black in the game six. They were coming for your funeral. And it didn't work out. But it would have been lame for them to walk in wearing normal clothes and then walk out in black as if it was your funeral. If you're going to do it after, you got to do it before. It's not funny after. It's lame. It's funny and before. Before, it gives you like some cred. I would have probably said this sucks, but at least I would have been like, yeah, okay. I mean, he's putting it, you know, he's putting it out there. He's putting it out there. He's doing something. Instead, it's always like none of this stuff comes until after they win. You know, Anthony Edwards, down 3-2, he's talking shit. Down 3-2 to the Nuggets, he's talking shit. He's saying we're coming back here. It's not over. That's like it's such a like juxtaposition of the two guys. You got Tyrese Halliburton, who doesn't do anything until they're winning. And then you have Anthony Edwards, who just knows he's good. Maybe deep down, Tyrese Halliburton doesn't know he's good. Maybe because all you need to do is stick a 6'5" guy in front of him. You don't even need to put your arm up. He will shoot a three from his chest. I was at the park the other day, and there was a ball. And so I was trying to shoot threes, and I've always told you that I'm really bad at shooting threes, like the strength, the physical strength I don't have. So I ended up shooting like Tyrese Halliburton did, getting all my might into it because I can't shoot the three. And he's the same way. I mean, if I was in the NBA shooting like that, I would be out of the NBA very quickly. But Tyrese, it's like everybody lets him be open all the time. Like, cover this man. Cover this man. So I find myself in the situation where I am rooting for the Celtics. And it's not like Ken says here in Celtics Pacers, I'm rooting for the Comet. I'm actually rooting for the Celtics. Like, I will be doing fist bumps when Al Horford hits a bullshit three. I will be right there with them when Boston goes on their cockamamie 20-5 runs to open game one and two at home. Celtics first to 10. That's always the bet to play, especially at home. Brew Crew says, cheer for the Pacers. Let Indiana fans who have only had the Colts, Pacers, and Hoosiers get the experience. Midwest over East Coast. Very funny if Celtics lose again. I think we need to weigh what fan base meltdown would be more entertaining. That's from Pete. Yeah, because the Celtics, see, that's why it's so hard. Because the Celtics, if they lost this series, then they don't have that over us or over the Knicks. Maybe that's what I'll bring up tonight. Who are people rooting for in that series or in any of these series? Because Mavs and Timberwolves is like not lame. That's like fun. But in this series, if you're not from one of these cities, because like Knicks fans, I was talking to some Knicks fans or got some feedback from them. Like, they are very mad at the Pacers, as mad as we are. But they still hate the Celtics way, way more. So they're going to root for the Pacers, at least the ones I was discussing with, which I can't do. I'm tired. And maybe it's a spillover of the NFL and MLB and every sport that we seem to be in, where if our team doesn't win, they go to the finals. It's getting annoying in all of these sports with the Brewers and the Packers. So maybe that's factoring into the decision, but I don't, they're not good. They're not good enough to be this far, and they think they are. And that bothers me. That ultimately is what bothers me. It's not a Boston thing. It's not an Indiana thing. It's not a Tyrese Halliburton thing. It's not a Jaylen Brown thing. I just don't like the simple fact that the Pacers think they're good and they're not this good. Genuineness, humbleness. These are things that I think are valuable in people. That's the kind of character that I value in people. Are you humble? Are you grateful? Okay. My kid last night, I gave him M&Ms. He wasn't grateful. He dumped them all out because it wasn't enough. I got to teach him. Got to be grateful. All over the floor. And then so I like picked him up and then you were getting no M&Ms, but then he was like a raccoon. He's getting whatever he could that before I pick it up. Brew Crew asks, was I really going to cheer for the Knicks to make the finals? That would have been more insufferable than any other team. To make the finals, sure. Now I'm going to root for whoever comes out of the West. And I have money on Minnesota, so I'm still rooting for them. Welcome into the Winklerverse. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Kind of a not smooth restart there. Happy Place Hemp, promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. Remember when we started till now, they lowered a bunch of prices and you still get that discount. And they're constantly coming up with ways to create things that are better and more usable and in different ways and different dosage. And they've got it all going on there at happyplacehemp.com. If you're scared of thunderstorms, I think I hear some thunder, pop a little gummy and sit, you know, soak that thing through. Happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART. Whether it's the CBD or CBN or the THC, or there's THC free stuff, any, you know, whatever you want to collect there, you can get that at happyplacehemp.com and check them out in Muskego. Chris and Rob, our operators, are standing by and they do have extended hours. So check them out again at the website. because you can pop in there after work. It's not just 9 to 4. They're open 7 o'clock a bunch of days too, and some weekend hours, Saturdays. So check them out, happyplacehemp.com, and do try the seltzer. At least try it. If you're trying the other products, we'll try the seltzer at some point. Got a Memorial Day weekend coming up here. It may be a seltzer weekend. Happyplacehemp.com, promo code is BART. More comments. Taylor says, love Drew forever, but will never root for the Celtics in any capacity whatsoever. Hope the Wolves win the whole thing at this point. Yeah, I think the best course of action for many Bucks fans is to just not watch it. Don't get invested. Now, I can't do that. And on the radio, I am probably going to, because I've been playing up how much I hate the Pacers and how much I hate the Celtics. I gotta cool back on that, I think. Just because for my own sake, I'll be a little bitch boy on the radio for 2 weeks. If I'm like, oh, there's another made shot by a guy I don't like. Like, it's going to get annoying for me. People listening, deal with it. This is what you get. But for me, I don't want myself to annoy me. So that's probably the situation that I will find myself in. But I'll just talk the basketball. You know, I'll get all the front runner stuff out of the way. Maybe tonight, and then I'll say, all right, I'm just going to talk the basketball. That's what I want to do. So in that series, and again, I could watch this series and change with the Celtics and the Heat. I just kind of went in and thought, I'm just going to watch and see what my body says. Oh, that's a big one. See what my body says and what my brain feels. And right away, I was rooting for the Heat against the Celtics. But in this one, I can't stand it with the Pacers. I can't stand it with Halliburton. I can't stand it with McConnell. I can't stand it with Rick Carlisle, who pulls the bullshit of the bullshit. I'm just pulling my driveway. Who pulls the bullshit of the small market thing? I'm like, who the fuck is that? I don't know. Yeah, might have to call it early. So I don't like any of that. He goes small market, all that bullshit. I've said bullshit like 5 times now. So that's where I'm at with that. I am rooting for Boston. In the other playoff, wow, was last night interesting between the Nuggets and the Wolves. 20 points down, they come back. Very exciting. I thought it was over. I thought there was no way. I mean, the Nuggets second unit came in there and Reggie Jackson made a play. And I'm like, oh, God, this is over. The Wolves just don't have it. But somehow that Wolves team, they do not quit. And they would not give up. Some wild stats that I will throw at your face here regarding what we have left in the postseason. Again, with no Nuggets, no Knicks, no Thunder. For the first time since the award was first handed out in 1956, there are zero former or reigning NBA MVPs in the conference finals round or equivalent stage. So when we've gotten to the semifinals in the NBA, there's always at least been an MVP. And now there is not. That's pretty fun. Another fun stat that I have here. Defending champions to lose 3 games on their home court in one series. That happened to the Warriors against the Raptors in 2019. That happened in 84, Sixers and Nets. Happened in 67, Sixers and Celtics. Happened last night. The Nuggets became only the 4th team that was a defending champion to lose 3 games on their home court in one series. And now the defending NBA champions have not advanced past the second round for the 5th straight year. The 2020 Raptors lost in the second round, no Kawhi. The 2021 Lakers lost in the first round, the bubble didn't count anyway. Our Bucks lost in the second round, then the Warriors in the second round, and then the Nuggets this year in the second round. So the NBA will crown a new champion for the 6th straight season as well. Colorado Pete here in Colorado. Morale's at an all-time low. Kind of nice feeling. They were too cocky for a year, beating 2 8 seeds, a 7, and a 4 seed last year. Yeah, they didn't have the toughest path. I mean, when you're a higher seed, were they a 1 seed last year? So you don't have to play the 1 seed. If you're, you know, a 2 seed, you know. But I mean, they didn't. It's not like murderer's row that they had to go through. This wasn't the toughest gauntlet ever that they had to kind of go through. And I think what brought me so much joy yesterday, because I was gearing up all day to like shit on the Pacers, and then that got taken away from me. But to be able to shit on the Nuggets was something that I needed that I didn't know I needed. Michael Malone getting up there, throwing F-bombs out. Jokic being a part of this team that blew a 20-point lead. I think because of the way that Jokic and Giannis and, you know, Embiid, we've thrown all these three guys together. Embiid hasn't even been this far ever. Has he ever played past May 17th? He's never been to a semifinal or the conference final. But with Jokic and Giannis, those three in the MVPs, and then somehow Jokic not getting the same kind of criticism or being held to the same kind of standard that Giannis is, right? With voter fatigue for Giannis maybe, but not for Jokic. They really wanted to give him a third in a row. I think they really wanted to give him a fourth in a row. If they would have given him last year, I still think, like, if he won three in a row, they probably would have still gone, oh, well, but fuck, Luka's fine. It was SGA, but we got to give it to Jokic again. Again. No. But to see, and he had a fine game, you know, statistically, he had a fine game. If you look at what he did stat-wise and then compare it to Anthony Edwards, it's like, this is why you have to watch the games, you know. To be that guy. But Nikola's line last night, he played 47 minutes, 34 points, 19 boards, 7 assists. Anthony Edwards was 6 of 24, 2 for 10 from 3. They both were. And 16 points. So these two guys, they were both 2 for 10 from 3. Edwards puts up 24 shots, makes 6 of them. Jokic puts up 28 shots, makes 13 of them, has 19 boards. But it was a big difference in terms of how the game went and who had more of an impact, who was more valuable, who was playing better defense. Edwards, the defense was insane. Jamal Murray was on fire in that first half, and he finished with 35. He was the game's leading scorer, but a good barrage of that. He was unstoppable. Like, have you ever seen a guy so unstoppable in the first half and then barely scores in the second? As if he's not even there. Don't say Damian Lillard game one against the Pacers, though. But besides that, have you ever? Jokic was bad from three. Pete, you're right. From the whole series, he was bad. Stalas Tom. Pacers are like the Diamondbacks. Beat a Wisconsin team, advance the championship game. Tale as old as the ice trail. Ice age trail, yep. And that's what I mean. I might go throw $10 on the Pacers. Emotional hedge this thing. I've got my Minnesota Timberwolves bet before the Denver series, so that's still alive, but I might have to go throw $15 on the Pacers down at Pato just because, like, if they do win, I'm going to be a mess. I'm going to be a shell of myself. That's what I've been doing this whole time. This whole time, these teams that beat us, I should just bet on them to win. What are we doing? Yes, I'd still have the same emotional scar, but I'd have a little more money to at least afford getting rid of this thumbtack board. Get a real nice backdrop around here. I don't think I paid for one of these things back here, one of these pictures. That was a gift. That was a gift. This was from my dad. That was from my wife. I might have bought that. Okay. I might have bought the newspaper of the Packers winning the Super Bowl. Yeah, I think I bought that one. So that's the NBA. Minnesota and Dallas. And again, from a Bucks fan perspective, it's 28 minutes in. I haven't mentioned Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, what the hell? Where was this Jason Kidd? I always thought when Jason Kidd was here that the best way he was a coach is if he would coach a team of Jason Kidds. That's what it was. For him to be the best he could be, he had to coach a team of Jason Kidds. But he's figured it out. And he's got Kyrie Irving in there. Like, does Kyrie talk ever? Is he a mute? Kyrie was like all over the place, tweeting about every which thing. And now the only thing I think I've heard from him in 2 years is, I like this Luka guy. What? Then you make all these trades at the deadline and everything fits and Luka's having fun and Jason Kidd. That's one I'll have to think about a little bit, right? We'd run all these guys out of town. Coach Bud, hired by the Celtics. Did he go to Ozempic Falls? What the hell happened to this guy? Looks great. He looks tremendous. My God. So excited. NBA doesn't pick up again until tomorrow. We'll get the Eastern Conference Finals, and the Western will start on Wednesday. As a Bucks fan, I think if you want to root for Jason Kidd, you can. I don't have a problem with that. If you want to root against them, I don't know that we need to. I don't know that anybody harbors that sort of emotion for Kidd anymore at this point. And then for the East, good luck. I'd love to hear what people are doing. I'd love to hear who people are rooting for, because I am 100% in on the Celtics. And if you can't get there, maybe right now you can't, but if you turn on game one, and then I think you will get there. I think you will. Or at least when the series goes back to Indiana. I don't know. Because Indiana's probably going to take one of these in Boston. Boston's been giving away game twos to teams far lesser than this. So I don't know what we're going to be in store for coming up this week. This is Into the Winklerverse. Make sure you like and subscribe if you could. On the YouTube channel, I threw up a bunch of old shit this morning. Interviews that Chuck and I did with Brian Anderson. An interview we did with, remember that guy from Canada that came down from Toronto and shit all over Milwaukee? Threw that up there. I have behind the scenes, the locker room video I took when the Brewers beat the Cardinals to go to the playoffs in 2018. I was in the locker room for like 10 minutes and talked to Keon Broxton and got the video of the guys dancing and Euchre's in there and saw BA watching a different game on TV and went out on the field, talked to Kevin Holden. I just think it's a cool video. So check that out if you get the opportunity to. It's just on the YouTube page, WSSP channel of the channel. Taylor says, good job on 12 this weekend. Thank you. We taped that last Tuesday. Me, Jim Ozarski, Bart Lundy, and Dario Melendez did a little Bucks roundtable on channel 12. It aired Saturday night. I'm not sure if it's online anywhere, but I do have it on my DVR if anyone wants to come over and hang out. The Brewers go to Houston over the weekend, and they ended up losing two of those games. I didn't watch a lot of Brewers. My bad. This weekend. They lost, but they're still two up on the Cubs. I did see the Cubs game on Friday where Council was being interviewed, and then the guy hit a home run, and then they just ended the interview. That was funny and hilarious. Two games up on them before our big Memorial Day week showdown coming up next week. Next week, Monday, not quite at this time, but pretty close. The Brewers and Cubs will be in action at the AmFam Funhouse. Holy God, that's gonna be something. And then there was a tweet I saw this weekend just about, when's the last time you cried at a sporting event? And it was Rodgers and Cobb walking off the field. And I said, I cried tears of joy that night because this monster stranglehold over my franchise was over. And we can debate like the Rodgers stuff, but I don't want to. And also we shouldn't. I think what bugs me about the discourse now, and I'm surprised by it. I'm surprised by it. So many people think that Rodgers was on a pedestal, and then when he had some opinions or did the I'm immunized, then we all just flipped a switch. But when Rodgers did I'm immunized, that was just another thing of the pattern of times he's talked in that weird way. Like, yeah, my folks, I saw my folks. You saw your parents? No, my folks. Come on, guys. He's always been that. And I think what my point is, and maybe this happens, you know, if Jordan Love's good for a long time too, who knows? Maybe it'll happen with the Bucks. I don't know. But you win a Super Bowl, I don't care what the fuck you're doing. But if it's 10 years then of never getting back to a Super Bowl and then not and losing all these high-profile NFC championship games, but then winning MVPs along the way, you're clearly good enough. And then to be all cocky about your MVPs, nobody cares about your MVPs. We want Super Bowls. So it's just my whole thought of I want off this ride. It's not worth it. The amount of time that we have to spend listening to his radio show, watching his hits on McAfee, caring about what Florio says. You just devote a lot of time to Aaron Rodgers in a given day. Whether you're a sports radio host or just at like your in-laws' house, you got to talk about Rodgers. It's just annoying. And it's worth it if they're winning. But if they're not, then get the fuck out of here. So I rooted against the Packers that year. I rooted against them on that Christmas day. But then they got to the point where I went to that game in Detroit, and so or against Detroit. Obviously, I rooted for them because I'm a flip-flopping little bitch. But I rooted for them then, and they lost and let me down again. And Rodgers threw that awful interception, and Detroit, who has nothing to play for, running trick plays on you. Yeah, who knows? Maybe if they beat Detroit, maybe Detroit doesn't have this super confidence that they come into the next season with. Maybe this whole Detroit thing. Maybe we could have got Amon-Ra out of there, and they don't extend Goff, and they don't like love Dan Campbell. But no, we had to let them win and carry that momentum into the next season, all because we lost that game. Good fucking job. So that is where I stood on all of that. We will have later this week. Again, other videos to check out. Horvat and I did the Packers schedule. We went through it, win-loss. If you want to check out the video on YouTube or on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you get your podcast, as well, if you can do that. Let us get out to...
Hey, Bart, I'm just going to do a quick hit, couple of topics while I got you. First,
quick hit.
What'd you think about the Brady roast? I don't know what your opinion is on that.
Isn't that like a year ago?
Well, that's why I didn't hear it. What'd you think?
I thought comedy is back, baby.
Okay. Second, Doug Gottlieb hired. What do you think?
I fucking hate it. I hate it. So here's the thing, Tony. Here's the thing. For Doug himself, congratulations, Doug. This is his lifelong dream. Okay, you got it. I think it makes Green Bay look pathetic. And also, there's no way he can do both of these jobs. He will fail. But what if he doesn't fail? What if he's a great coach at Green Bay and is doing the radio show? What that exposes then is that doing a radio show is easy. And then the secret's out, because we all try to make it sound so hard. But if Gottlieb can do his show and then go coach a D1 program, it's going to make people like me look fucking stupid.
So here's what I'm thinking. Bart Lundy has a great year at UWM. You just slide your resume in. You're right there. Do the radio show from home. UWM's right down the road. What do you think?
Well, I can maybe walk to work.
Hire Toby as an assistant.
Yeah, bring him back. David Shepard, I could hire him. He wants to coach.
I don't know about that guy, Bart. I don't know. Hey, here's the last thing about the NBA I want to talk about. It's about fan bases or why you hate a team. You hate the Pacers. I get it. Is it the team, the players, the organization, the fans? Because there's several factors for me that I hate a team or an organization.
For me, generally with the Pacers right now, it is they have this air of entitlement and this air of confidence that I don't think they deserve to have. And they're front runners. It's true. Tyrese wearing that Reggie Miller shit after the game, wear it before the game if you're, you know. It's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. The whole team.
But to root for Boston, wow.
I root for Indiana?
You're just indifferent.
But I can't not. I have to do something.
Yeah, well,
I can't watch a game and not care who wins or loses.
Well, you'll find out when you're watching. You'll have that feeling.
Which is why I do like the UFL so much, because I don't give a shit about any of those teams except DC, my team.
Yeah. Well, you know, shout out Arlington Renegades. And speaking of Dallas teams, hey, you know, the Mavericks and T-Wolves, I got to give it up to Kyrie and Jason Kidd. You know, Kidd wasn't a great coach, but what he's gotten to do is gotten the best version of Kyrie somehow, some way. I don't know what he's doing, but Kyrie is fun to watch. Him and Anthony Edwards, two of the most fun players to watch. I have a hard time watching Luka. You know, Bart, you might have a better body than Luka right now, but the guy can play, but it's hard to watch.
Well, I don't like that he spends a lot of his time complaining. I mean, at some point.
Yeah. That, come on. Rewarding bad behavior or whatever you call it.
Yeah. How is Dallas? Is Dallas going nuts?
Hey, they got the Dallas Mavericks, the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Finals. They have the Texas Rangers are still the MLB champs, but those Dallas Cowboys still suck, Bart, and I love it. So, fuck the Cowboys, and that's all I got. You know,
that's a good sign off.
And Craig Council, fuck you too. See you later.
Yeah,
bye,
fuck
Bart.
Him. See ya. Tony in Texas. I don't know where the hell he was. I should have asked. I didn't ask. All right. Again, check out the YouTube. Check out the other stuff. Check out me on Infinity. Check out me on Channel 12. Check out me wherever. Just consume me. Remember when I said that Rodgers is too much to consume? Start to consume me the way that I had to consume Rodgers. And then turn on me. And then say it's not about his thoughts when it probably, when we all know it is. But thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.